Hello, Sendai! 外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4カ国で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はアメリカ出身のタイラーと
ニュージーランド出身のケイジと
フランス出身のリシルと
フランス出身のオリビエです。
今月のテーマは和食とふるさと料理です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month, we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tyler, and I'm from America.
My name is Paige, and I'm from New Zealand.
And my name is Lucille, and I am from France.
And my name is Olivier, and I am from France.
Today's topics are Japanese cuisine and hometown cooking. So, what kind of foods come to mind when you think of Japanese cuisine? I mean, recently we've had Japanese foods which have really expanded out to different parts of the world. Especially here in Sendai in Japan, there's all these different regions that have different specialties. So is there a specific hometown specialty or something from Sendai or Miyagi Prefecture that you like? Why don't we start off with Paige?What do you like?
For me, I have a more modern taste. I'm also a vegetarian, so I'm kind of limited as to what I can eat in Sendai, even though seafood is quite famous here, since we're so close to the ocean. Unfortunately, I feel a little bit guilty when I eat it. But the only fish I do eat is taiyaki, which is only fish-shaped, but I really love zunda mochi as well, and I think the combination of zunda mochi and taiyaki is really good. And I think that maybe Taikichi, one of Sendai's maybe only taiyaki-san, I think it has maybe the best taiyaki in all of Japan. I've never had any that tastes so good. I think it's the thin, crispy crust and the filling with the mochi.
I get what you
say. Yeah,
I tried all the taiyaki places and I always was disappointed because my first taiyaki was in Sendai. So.
Yeah, it's always really disappointing when you go somewhere else and you're like, oh, taiyaki, and then you remember, oh, Sendai has the best.
Especially like a selection of different tastes is really good.
So we just talked a little bit about some specialties that we have here in Japan.But I'd like to hear about everyone's home country and what kind of events that you might have that would be have a deep relationship with food. Maybe some sort of specialty that they serve only during a certain festival or time of year.
The only event in France I can think of that has a deep relation with food is Christmas. We often eat foie gras for this occasion. There is also a special cake.That has the shape of a tree log, which is called a bûche. This cake is only sold during this time.
So how was the cake made, or what sort of ingredients are in it?
Honestly, it's not really special. It's just the shape that's quite unusual.
Actually, there are several types for this cake. So like every family will have its favorite one, I think. So some people like it ice cake, but others will have regular cake and fruit cake, so even though it's supposed to look like a lot. Yeah, so I don't know. Me, I like the chocolate, traditional one.
Yes, because of my father, we only eat chocolate ones.
Yeah, usually someone in the family is really picky about it.
So how about you, Paige?
In New Zealand, so there's a traditional Maori way of cooking, which is called hangi.And it has quite a long history. So it's made by the First Nations people who first inhabited New Zealand. And so what you do is you actually dig a hole into the ground and then they put really hot heated stones at the bottom. And then you cook the food over a really long period of time. And it's usually things like fish or pork, which is a more modern choice. Potatoes, like satsumaimo, We call it kumara in New Zealand, so it's just like a sweet potato. It's very similar to the ones that you get in Japan. You normally would have a hangi at like a really special event. So it's normally sort of someone passes away or like a wedding or some sort of like celebration.
And so you don't necessarily have to be Maori or have like Maori friends to make the hangi food. Anybody can kind of mix it?
Not everyone knows how to make it. It is quite a specialized skill because if you don't do it correctly, you'll actually just end up with a lot of dirt in your food. Or sand, as I've once experienced. They sometimes do them at beaches. You cook it over the entire day, and so the food is like really, really tender as well.
Since living in Japan, we've obviously had many different chances to try different types of food and maybe even tried making some different sorts of Japanese foods in our apartments with various levels of success. Since you've come to Japan, have your taste in food or your cooking style changed at all?
I think the biggest difference is before coming to Japan, I had this fear of oily food. In France, like oily food has maybe a little bit of a bad reputation when there's lots of oil coming out. It really changed. As I said before, I like ramen, so lots of oils. And I learned to like appreciate the fact that there's oil or that I'm drinking almost just oil. Like you may have the impression when you're eating ramen and not feeling guilty about it.
Paige, I know that you like to cook quite a bit. Especially as a vegetarian, they might have different perspectives. So how about you?
We don't have a lot of sweet and salty savory foods in New Zealand. Like things are either sweet or savory. So it's really difficult to get used to foods like dazemaki, the egg roll, or like tamagoyaki. It's like, I still don't really like it. It's not something I can eat regularly. But definitely things like seaweed, it's not part of my like regular repertoire of cooking. So now I use like things like hijiki and like wakame for seasoning. Like, it wasn't really so available in New Zealand, so after I came to Japan, I started using that more. And like cooking sake. Mm-hmm. I use a lot of cooking sake. I just pour it over my food. I use it like wine, basically, in place of wine because it's much cheaper. So yeah, a lot of sake in my food. So I think that's probably the biggest change that I noticed. And sometimes I didn't used to like seafood very much. I am vegetarian, but occasionally I like to try some seafood because there's a lot of things I've never tasted before.
I don't suppose you're one of those adventurous people who just likes eating hoya every single day.
No. I tried taco, which I had never tried before in my life, and I tried it and I really liked it, and then I felt bad because it's a smart animal. So I feel guilty eating things that are quite intelligent, but maybe the more intelligent it is, the better it tastes. Who knows?
That's kind of a scary thought. Don't become a cannibal on us there, Paige. So lastly, Olivia, how are you?
What changed in my taste in food since I came in Japan? I started to like fish much more than previously because in France we mostly eat white fish, which I don't find particularly tasty, but in Japan they eat a lot of salmon or tuna with mostly red fish with red meat, and I found this absolutely delicious. As for my cooking habits, they did not change. I wasn't cooking before, and I am not cooking since. Life in Japan is very convenient from this point of view, so I am very fortunate to live in Japan.
So we talked a little bit about this already, but there are any sorts of foods that are similar or different to Japanese in your country?
So it's not really food, but the only similarity I see between Japanese cuisine and French cuisine is the unreasonable love for alcohol. So I think in both countries, people drink a lot, maybe too much, but
yes.
They often have a great taste for alcohol, I think, in Japan.
So we've talked quite a bit about kind of the differences and similarities between our home countries and Japan cuisine so far. But are there any types of dishes or any sorts of ingredients from home country that you cannot easily get here in Japan?
For me, Vegemite. It's quite controversial. Most people don't like it if they're not from Australia or the UK. It's like a fermented off-product of beer. So it's like if they ferment like the mash that they take from the beer, and it becomes this like dark, sticky paste. It tastes really good. I normally eat it off a spoon, which is probably not the best way to eat it. Normally you spread it very thinly on toast because it's quite a strong flavor, kind of almost like miso.
So how about you? Is there anything that you can't really get some from France?
Yes. I'm a very French problem, but cheese.
Oh.
Cheese, of course. I knew I wouldn't be able to eat so much cheese in Japan, but I overestimated the quantity of cheese and all selection and underestimated the prices. So cheese is really expensive. Because in France we have supermarkets cheese, and even in the supermarket we may have like three different level of quality for the cheese. And then I realized I grew up amazing selection of cheese.
So how about Olivier, like lastly?
Well, yes, I agree with Lucille, and I have also the same problem with ham. So in France you can just cross the street and go to your local butcher, and he will cut you a fresh full slice of ham. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to find the same feeling in Japan because they have ham in supermarket, but I'm not sure it's for consumption.
It's very processed.
Yeah, it's
ham. Ham is very processed, so you don't really know. You have a feeling you don't know what you eat. I get you. I have the same feeling. I'm like, is this really meat? What kind of meat is it? It's very processed.
So lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. At the Sendai Multicultural Center, there are specialist consultations with foreign residents, where specialists from a variety of fields can come and help you solve different problems that you might have in your life. On July 3rd, administrative scriveners from the Miyagi Administrative Scrivener Association will be available for consultation on matters such as visas, resident status, and administrative procedures. On July 7th, there will be tax accountants available to help you out with tax information. On July the 9th, lawyers will be available for legal consultation. On July the 15th, representatives from the Labor Bureau will be there in order to help out with any sort of difficulties that you might have with your job. And on July 30th, employees from the Sendai Regional Immigration Bureau will be available for consultation on matters such as immigration and residency procedures. Available consultation time will be from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Contact the Sendai Multicultural Center in order to apply. Applications can be made by calling 022-224-1919 or by calling 022-265-2471. The Sendai Multicultural Center is located on the first floor of the conference building of the Sendai International Center. And if you cannot speak Japanese, then interpretation will be available upon request. So that's about all we have for you today here on Hello Sendai. We'll see you again next month.